pick up the pieces. How often do we forget the spiritual for want of the physical? This happened when the disciples thought that Jesus was making reference to the lack of bread, when in fact he was talking about the yeast, that is, the doctrine or teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Then Jesus said unto them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have taken no bread." Jesus said this not because his disciples forgot to bring the bread, but because he used the testing or tempting of the religious leaders as an occasion to teach his disciples about the effects of false doctrine. The superstition of the Pharisees produces hypocrisy, pride, envy, and unfaithfulness, while the false doctrine of the Sadducees leads one to deny the existence of a spiritual world, the immortality of the soul, the resurrection of the body, and the providence of God. When Jesus perceived what his disciples were talking about, he said, "You of little faith, why are you talking about having no bread? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" They answered, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The source of their grief was that they forgot to bring the bread. Sometimes our memory will fail us, but let that not be an occasion to deny an all-sufficient God. Putting trust in ourselves leads to grief and disappointment. How often do we forget when the Lord has provided for us in our time of need? We who are the people of God do not put our trust in man, the world system, or any other scheme the enemy has to offer. Confidence in man leaves us weeping by the broken cistern. When there's a church project, we are quick to count our pennies and settle for less, while forgetting that our God is rich and can do more than what we see in our bank account. Pick up the pieces. We should put our trust in God and God only. Yes, life does happen. Perhaps you have been victimized by the corporate cutbacks and downsizing. However, Paul said to the Philippians, "But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Pick up the pieces. Perhaps you lost your physical sight in an automobile accident, but now your spiritual ears hear the voice of God loud and clear. Pick up the pieces. Maybe the enemy used an arsonist to burn down your home, but only to discover that God had somewhere better for your family to live. Pick up the pieces. Remember when you wept when you saw all of your belongings burned to ashes. But look at you now. God has turned your ashes into a thing of beauty. Pick up the pieces. Jesus said, "And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all of his glory, did not dress as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Just when we think that God has forsaken us because we lost our loved ones, Jesus says, 'I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.'"